Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Although Georgia is known as the Peach State, South Carolina is actually the leading grower of peaches in the South. During peak season, our next guest's farm employs over 200 people and ships more than 30 varieties of peaches throughout the United States and Canada, and consistently ranks as one of the top 15 stone fruit growers nationally. Jimmy Forrest is a fourth-generation farmer in Ridge Springs, South Carolina, and he joins us now by phone from his farm, Dixie Bell Peaches. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit more about your farm, a brief history and overview.
Years ago, when my grandfather was in it, and as well as when I was in it, we had cotton and soybeans. Today we have peppers and strawberries, but peaches by far is the major crop here today. Back in the 70s, we had mostly row crops, cotton and beans. Row crops hit hard times, and at that time, 70s, we had 1,000 acres of cotton and about that many soybeans and a couple hundred acres of peaches. And in a way, it revolved into not so much what we like, which crop we liked the best, but the crop that was the most profitable and that at the time seemed to be peaches. But peaches went through its rough times in the 80s and 90s. The markets were terrible. And since then, we've had some good markets, and the federal crop insurance has indeed helped on those years that we growers have an act of God that limits or destroys a crop through freezes, droughts, or hailstorms. This farm is about 3,200 acres of peaches. We pack peaches here in Ridge Springs. We have a state-of-the-art facility. I mean by that as far as computers and technology-wise, our packing shed is among the top three in the east of the Mississippi. We're one of three peach packing houses that can sort by computer and cameras, whereas everybody else is still doing it, and we were two years ago, the same way we did during times of Little House on the Prairie. We were doing it by hand.
And how long does it take to get a tree to maturity to where it is producing the minimum quantity of peaches that you're looking for?
It's a good question. It's going to be 3 to 4 years. On this farm, the early varieties we pick the first time, the third year. Anything later varieties, we wait to the fourth year. You just got such a long window to spray and keep the tree up with such a small volume. Because even that first year you pick them, obviously the production increases each year until it's prime, which is about 10 years old, 10 to 12 years old. Peach tree lives 15 years old.
How many employees does your operation have?
This farm employs about 275, and that's seasonal, meaning that in January we have about 100. Most of whom are pruning. These, of course, are all Hispanic. We need, and I'm talking about we, not us farmers, the American consumer needs this labor force. These people come here with that hard-working ethics like America used to have.
And so where all are your peaches shipped to?
80% of them in the Northeast. We do go to Houston, in Texas some, Florida some. We love the local stores, Ingles, most of the other chains. Kroger is certainly a good customer. Aldi is as well.
Is the storage of the peaches an issue?
That's the part that's changed the most. I mentioned Little House on the Prairie, but the cooling part, I mean, back in the 50s, 60s, packing houses were built on railroads, and the peaches were shipped up north in rail cars, which is done now. And those rail cars were packed with 300-pound blocks of ice to keep these peaches cool between here and the northern markets. But now the peaches are cooled down not by ice, but by refrigeration units. The field heat is taken out of the peach immediately when it's picked, and then they're put in cold storages, and all the growers have coolers and temperature between 32 to 40 degrees.
Jimmy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Jimmy Forrest is a fourth-generation farmer with Dixie Belle Peaches. He joined us by phone from his farm in Ridge Springs, South Carolina. We will have a link to the farm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.